Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints linebacker Isaiah Stallbart out of South Dakota State. So you were born in Kearney, Nebraska, right?
Well, I was actually born
in Chicago.
Yeah, born in Chicago.
But grew up in Kearney?
Yeah.
So Kearney's central Nebraska, Lincoln's to the east and Omaha. Yeah. But if you grew up in Kearney, as a, you know, there's one choice for college, right? Big Red?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we had a local D2, but yeah, it was like pretty much Big Red or nothing else for me, so.
But you went there and decided you were playing, but you wanted more, and that took you to South Dakota State.
Yep. And it's funny because I was recruited really late my senior year, and they were actually my first scholarship offer, and I still chose to walk on at Nebraska. So
it's all right. It says a lot about character, really, quite frankly. So now we'll go backwards, and you have been playing certainly special teams ace, really. You played 5 games last year. Did you feel that your role was going to change even as early as camp?
Honestly, I don't think it was until the Chargers preseason game where I kind of got more of an idea, because I was still getting adjusted to the new scheme and everything. I mean, I've always believed in myself and my abilities, but yeah, I think after that game, I kind of knew it, like, okay, I'm really, you know, stepping into myself as a player, and then hopefully earning more trust from the coaches and be able to build into that role. So it's been super cool to see.
Everybody has that NFL moment. You know, it's usually if you're asking a running back or a quarterback, it's a hit. But for you, was it? If this sounds disrespectful, I do not mean it to.
No.
But almost like I belong.
Yeah. Because I mean, coming out, you know, I was a tweener, so it's like, do they really believe I can play linebacker? Could I play safety? So, you know, coming in last year and this year, just going out and prove that I can, even though I'm undersized, it's like I still get in there and bang with everybody and you know, prove all my traits. So,
well, there's another saying, it's called speed kills.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you must have relied on, you're a wide receiver in high school, played wide receiver in high school.
Yep.
So from wide receiver to like nickel, you know, DB, safety. You didn't come, I think, a full-time linebacker probably till like 21, something like that,
right?
Yeah,
21, our first game against Colorado State. You know,
so you are a definition of a tweener.
Yeah, I played that game. I was like 205 pounds playing linebacker.
What are you now?
I'm sitting around 220, 225, kind of floating between that. So
is that, do they have a, hey, we'd rather have you at 230, or they feel like this is, but just being heavier doesn't make you better.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's got an optimal range. Even when I'm, you know, I'm heavier, but I feel just as fast, just as strong. And then when I've had a drop weight, I still feel the same. So it's kind of, it doesn't really matter to me. They everyone bases the range off of your body composition and things like that. So
I don't know what it was like at Nebraska and South Dakota State, but I've talked to the, you know, the performance staff here, and it's, it's from a technology standpoint, it's just unbelievable, really, when you think about it. The kind of things that they can do, you know, they're monitoring your steps or looking at your angles. I mean, it's really kind of, it's all GPS. It's all kind of crazy, right?
Yep, it is nuts. Always having those trackers tracking your speed and acceleration. We come out every day after practice, and they have for each group has a top speed, top excel. So it's always also a competition for us too. A little bit of bragging rights when you're out there. So.
Oh, that's cool. That part I hadn't heard of. I was talking to Kendre Miller, and he was talking about he was had a step monitor on. And I'm like, well, I have a step monitor on, but I think they're two different things, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what in the world could a step monitor from an NFL team? And it's like, well, they kind of monitor, all right, he's had enough. You know, we don't want to push too hard in this realm or in this spot of practice.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a monitoring device, different.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So at the end of most practices, where does Isaiah Stallbird fall in the speed category?
Usually at the top.
Yeah.
if not one, two. That's where I like to be at. So it's always funny because they're like, oh, you're up there again? I'm like, yeah, you guys got to catch me.
who's your biggest competition there?
Well, it'd probably be like, for the bigs, it'd be, you know, the running backs.
No other linebacker.
Well, I mean, like Danny and Pete and obviously Double D, Jalen. Like, we're just all competitive, even if, you know, I'm usually sitting at the top. It's still fun because, I mean, we, as far as the linebacker room, we have a good room that likes to compete and just keep it lighthearted.
I don't know what you expected when you first met up with DeMario Davis, and that was probably 24, right? You were practice squad 24, signed somewhere during that year.
Yeah.
So he would have been 33, something like that, 30, I don't know.
Yeah.
He is lifeless, right? I mean, just what you've learned from either on field or off field, because he's the most, he's just a unique, amazing person. And I don't see a step slow out of him now on Sunday in Tampa. I just don't.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what did you learn from him on and off the field?
That's probably been one of the biggest blessings for me. You know, first year, we're still kind of like warming up to each other, gaining the vet's respect. And then I feel like we've gotten a lot closer this offseason, this season. But I've just, on the field, I've learned so much stuff from him as far as like eye progression and different keys like that, film study. And then I've been able to connect with him off the field as well. Like last week, I just went to an event with him that he had been running and was able to talk there and talk to some kids about my life story and things like that. And, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a unique relationship for me, but I'm blessed to have it. And, you know, just the presence that he brings in the locker room, in the linebacker room, and the leadership, you know, you don't find that everywhere. So, you know, coming from somewhere like South Dakota State, it's a really unique program. And, you know, you don't always have those traits at this level, and he's someone that embodies that. So just having that familiarity, you know, it goes a long way. So.
Yeah, he's Arkansas State. He understands.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you got in the Seattle game, 8 snaps, but that was kind of an aberration. But the last few games, it's been pretty consistent, and you and Danny, and I think – Brandon Staley said this, so I don't think we're giving away any team secrets here, that you're on what they would call third down open downs.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
More like passing situations and rushing the passer. So, yeah, nothing too crazy. So it's third and short, I probably won't go in, but they like to try and just utilize my speed and my strength, whether that's in coverage or, you know, we're doing some type of blitz. So.
Yeah, I think you're, of overall, if you're looking at PFF, if you've had – pass rush 6, coverage, you know, reps 15. So use where your abilities, your best abilities are.
Yeah. Just get me out in space. Let me run instincts. And obviously doing that, being able to, you know, prove the coaches that I can do it the right way and, you know, hopefully continue to grow more. But I mean, it's all out of my control. Like I just go out there, take it play by play. You know, I go out there and I love the game and I feel like I play it the right way, and I want that to be an example for my teammates too, like giving it my all every play, because that just, it's infectious. And, you know, if everyone starts playing like that, you know, it can really go a long way.
take a quick break. We are talking to Isaiah Stallbird, the linebacker for the Saints, and we will come back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas along with Saints linebacker Isaiah Stallbird. And we're finished off the last block. We were talking about you being in and the different plays. When that hole opened up first series and you on the right side and you had that shot at Baker. I mean, just give me a sense what was going, because it was a good hole, and you knew your speed was going to get to him, and it was almost like, are you thinking, get to him, but don't go so fast that you blow past, you know, the moment.
Yeah, no, definitely. He gave me a little shake, because a lot of quarterbacks, they like to roll out. So when I saw open and how free the shot was, that's what I was thinking. So he gave me that little shake and then stepped back up, and I was able to get a little piece of him. It's awesome to have that happen, but, you know, that competitor, it's like, dang, I wish I would have had it to myself. But in retrospect, you know, as long as I'm out there helping the team, I can't complain and having that opportunity. So
yeah, they got the sack. What you did was hold him up long enough. He had to duck.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you know, the pocket had collapsed. You're right. I know. I get it, man. I mean, you're looking at him and your eyes must have been, you know, the size of basketballs.
Oh, 100%.
Getting a chance to take a shot at the guy who said he didn't like us, for God's sakes. You know, you kind of made your bones special teams, right? Because that's showing a coach, your coordinator, your head coach, doesn't matter. That's desire, right? That's me wanting to be my guy and get to the ball. Yeah. Nothing else, right? Mm-hmm. Has it always been? That's kind of, when you're like Taysom Hill, right? Go run through the wall. Go tackle that guy. Tell me about what makes special teams important for you.
I mean, for me, it just goes back to how I started my career. Like that walk-on, you know, I had to earn those opportunities, and that was my pathway to get more playing time on the field. So, I mean, I never took that lightly. And then, again, it's another opportunity to go out there and play the game we love. And I think just to piggyback on that, too, you know, I was blessed to have great coaches that just kind of pushed me to go out there and give my all every snap. And, you know, you benefit from the results rather than worrying so much about what if they do this, what if they do that. It's just see your keys and go and react off it.
Where are you on the kick coverage? What
kind of all over the place.
Do they move you?
Yeah. It just depends. Like, you know, every coach, as far as special teams-wise, they like to try and get matchup-based. So, you know, they set you up in the best position to make a play, whether it's me, Danny, Chris, or anyone else that's out there. So
we've had, I believe, 9 special team stops, team lead, and so awesome
missed
there.
A handful, too.
And I will say this, that we don't miss your tackles, because when you get them, it's a pretty good thump.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you, because when you started, I mean, would have been just maybe not with the Saints and at that time, but you've played both regular kickoff and dynamic kickoff, obviously, in your career. What, I guess from a dynamic kickoff standpoint, it's got to be, at least you know, hey, man, more times than not, I'm going to be in on this play.
Yeah, no, 100%, because you don't have to run down the field and go blow up a wedge or worry about that. So it's a, I like it because it, you know, he can really win off a couple moves. But I mean, also I think that physicality factor too from the old kickoff is still having that same mentality even though we're 5 yards apart. So
is it easier, harder, like that you're focusing more on that guy in front of you who's 5 yards, who before you had to focus more on just one guy.
Yeah.
You know, so your focus is a little more tunnel.
Mm-hmm. And it's more, I think what's harder is probably the kickoff coverage when you're blocking, you know, because it's not a ton of space. And it's like if you aren't playing your technique right, you can get beat. And then they're the ones going to make the tackle, like you said. So it's, it has its pros and cons, I'd say.
Yep. So we'll finish up because I want to let you get going. It's your day off. We appreciate you coming in here. South Dakota State, FCS. I went to James Madison FCS. I hate FCS. I just don't like the word subdivision.
Yeah.
I think that's – I just don't like it.
Yeah.
But we were gone. We played you, but not in the finals.
Yeah, you whooped us, though.
Yeah. In 22 and 23, you win the national championship. So in 23 – you beat Montana, you beat the biggies, Montana State, and you play North Dakota State in the championship. Now, you have to understand FCS to understand what this rivalry and what this game must have been like. And I was in Frisco, Texas. There's no place in South Dakota, North Dakota could have held this game, right? And so what was that like?
It was electric because, I mean, you know, we already play them for the marker. And it's just, you know, when the stakes are elevated even more. I mean, we already beat them. And, I mean, we knew we were going to beat them again, so it made it sweeter in getting the first national championship. That was the first one.
The game one was the first one, and then you beat?
Montana State. And then just getting your first national championship for your school was just to be able to be a part of that history. And when I got there, seeing the progress for the program, you know, it's super cool having a legacy like that and then leaving that for the guys that are there now, them trying to continue it. So,
well, awesome. It's the right progression. Walk on, fight your way. Continued success. Best of luck.
And thank you.
We appreciate your time.
Appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.